100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was, what happens next? Let me tell you what happens next. I share with you the stories that people sent in. You, people, you sent the stories in. That's how this works. It's a weekly challenge, after all, every week. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you after handing out candy to all these trick-or-treaters.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the theme this week is what happens next. So here's my 100-word story. It's called The Split. Me and Paula were great together. I got the card details. I could play people, got them practically handing me their wallets. She'd call them straight after, pretending to be from the bank's fraud squad. This blocked the line, so they couldn't report anything. Meanwhile, I'd go and spend. Expensive stuff we listed immediately on eBay. Oh, we were the perfect partnership, divided everything equally. No one could see what would come next. Someone conned my nan. Honestly, it split me in two. I couldn't do it after then. Then Paula left. Apparently she loved the money, not me. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, this is Richard. And for my story on the topic, what happens next, I've tried something a bit experimental that really doesn't work when it's read out. So have a read of the text instead. It's called Your Choice. I decided to write one of those choose your own plot novels. You know the kind. Every time a plot-changing decision comes along, you decide which choice to take, and everyone's story will turn out differently. So let's give it a try. What happens next? Did I finish the story in 100 words or not? Yes or no? If you chose no, then read on. If not, skip to the last line. So you chose no. And as you predicted, I didn't get to 100 words, only 91. And since you chose yes, of course I did. There you go, all done. I probably won't do one of those again. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 862 with a prompt of what happens next. Well, I hope what happens next is our Wi-Fi comes back on so I can upload this story once I'm done. Anyway, here's my story. They stepped under the overhang near their classroom as the rainstorm increased in intensity. Bilbert nodded towards Sabrina. Sabrina is a weather witch. She can control the weather. Linoleum Amanda sniffed. So, what happens next? Lightning and thunder? Sabrina shrugged. If you want. With a flash and a boom, a bolt of lightning struck behind the school close to the football field. Linoleum Amanda rolled her eyes. Let me see you hit the flagpole. A second later, lightning struck the pole. Wait, Sabrina said. You said you believe I'm a witch. I do, Linoleum Amanda said. I just wanted to see some magic. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Oh. This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. So, what happens next? I think we both know the answer to that. First, I'll torture you in ways that can barely be imagined. Then, I'll kill you, and dispose of your body. Your remains will never be found. Maybe, they'll catch me. So what? I'll be famous. Newspapers will carry front page spreads with my picture. Books will be written about me. And, who knows, perhaps Netflix will serialize my life. They may even make a blockbuster movie about me. And you? You'll just be a blurry photo. A location. A date. Mostly forgotten. Just another of my victims.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It was damn dark. She unblocked the phone with his finger. The cheating bastard. That bitch will never get the jewels. She buried his hand. The rest of the body was somewhere out there floating in the cold river. So, what happens next? She thought. Get the damn jewelry box, that's what happens next. Total silence. Fancy house he bought her. She roamed about in the bedroom. Ah, here it is. When she opened the jewelry box, she gasped. A bullet? When she turned around, it was too late. Damn, it was dark. And she had killed the wrong twin. And this is my story for this week, up on my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
While performing trials of the latest cancer drug on mice, Mindy observed that half of the mice turned blue, while the other half exploded. She ran the trial multiple times, and the results were the same. Half blue, half exploded. She handed the results to her supervisor, and he tore them up.
Nonsense!
2 hours later, watching blue mice scurry from the exploded carcasses of their fellow mice, he wasn't so dismissive.
"Have you tried this on an odd number of mice?" he asked.
Mindy filled a syringe with serum, injected it into a mouse, and they watched and waited.
Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. The next topic is posted up on the site. Quit, Mousetrap, Base, Facts, Martian, and Stamp. It's a pick too. And I hope you enjoy the process of writing, recording, and then anticipating what others are going to do. It's always interesting to see what people select from a pick two and then what direction they go in. But then it's always fun seeing what people do with topics that are just on their own. or if they just get a wild hair and they write something that isn't related to any topic. If you're running a little late with this weekly challenge, you can always send the story in and I'll post it up on the feed in a separate post. Anyway, thank you all for having a good time, and I hope you have a safe and enjoyable Halloween. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.